This is SDPB News. I'm Jeremy Ludeman. President Donald Trump came to North Dakota with a message. The country needs tax reform to get the economy revved up. Here's Prairie Public's Dave Thompson.
The president spoke at the Andeavor oil refinery in Mandan Wednesday.
If we want to renew our prosperity, restore our opportunity, and reestablish our economic dominance, which is what we should be doing, then we need tax reform that is pro-growth, pro-jobs, pro-worker, pro-family, and yes, pro-American.
Mr. Trump told the crowd the idea is to cut taxes, especially for businesses and for the middle class. The plan would eliminate the so-called death tax, which is tax on certain inheritances. He said the tax cuts would be the biggest since President Reagan's term. The president also repeated a line that he used in an earlier speech in Missouri concerning those in Congress who would oppose tax reform.
And anybody that's going to vote against tax cuts and tax reforms, whether it's in North Dakota or anybody else or any place else, you got to vote against them and get them out of office because it is so bad.
North Dakota's congressional delegation traveled with the president to North Dakota. One member of the delegation is a Democrat, Senator Heidi Heitkamp. The president did encourage Heitkamp to support that plan.
Everyone's saying, what's she doing up here? But I'll tell you what, good woman, and I think we'll have your support. I hope we'll have your support.
An invited crowd of 700 people attended the speech. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Dave Thompson.
South Dakota producers have nearly completed this year's spring wheat and oat harvests. This week's USDA crop report says weather was mainly dry and temperatures were average to above average. Spring wheat was 97% harvested. That's 4 points above the five-year average. Oats picked up are at 95%. That's behind the average of 99%. Corn maturity in South Dakota lagging behind the pace for next year. Tomorrow's forecast, mostly sunny, highs from 75 to 85, mostly clear tomorrow night, lows in the 40s and 50s.